entertainment news for you.
Bye-bye.
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And ladies and gentlemen, Dave.
Thank you. And because it is Thursday and it is Rant Revival Day, we are joined by the...
What is that?
The incontinent Gordon Keith.
Yes.
The...
All seven incontinents.
Incomparable incontinent.
How are you, Gordon?
Finally, he's out of the bathroom.
I'm doing okay.
Just okay?
Doing all right.
You still battling whatever you've been battling all week?
I still have a little bit of a crazy wheeze laugh.
Are you well enough to twitch tonight?
Well, yes. I shot my mouth off and said I was going to twitch tonight. And I need to twitch tonight because it's been so long since I've done it. Like a couple weeks. 2 or 3 weeks. But don't we have some kind of finals going on?
Not I mean, NBA finals.
Okay, good. NBA.
No one cares.
Yeah, start okay. The finals.
The people that are going to be twitching with you, they can either mute.
Care about NBA.
They can either mute the game in the background or they don't care.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
So yeah, so we will be twitching our normal time, 7:35 p.m. tonight. It's on twitch.tv, my username, Actual Gordon Keith. Like the word actual is actually in there.
Actual, so, actually.
Yeah, so I got to do that. But the only problem is as I predicted on this very program with you guys this very time last week, I said that the bunker had lost internet service.
That's right. So where are you?
And I said, I guarantee you next week I'll forget and not call to have it reestablished during the week, and lo and behold,
here
that's
we are.
Here we are.
So, are you at a Starbucks?
No, I'm going to probably have to do it from home, actual home.
Not in the bunker.
Not in the bunker. So I just got to find a place in the house.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a clean room so P1s can't try and figure out where you live.
No, pray
I'm
for real.
I'm sitting in my wrecked study right now.
Actual Gordon Keith.
All right, let's get to some e-news because the rant revival is going to be explosive. I mentioned in the tease there is a biopic that is in the works that I don't think anyone really wants.
Great trade.
It's entitled Shout It Out Loud. It is the story of Kiss.
Yes. Well, Gordon loves Kiss.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are producing. It has been in development with the band members in conjunction with Universal Music Group, who control the band's music rights.
Music.
And they are still trying to find their Gene Simmons, but they have reportedly found their Paul Stanley.
Well, I mean,
they are going to tap
Paul in
local music legend Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers to play Paul Stanley.
What?
Okay, so Nick is an actor. He's the Jonas Brothers actor, right? Like, he was in, the movie
Jaws?
With Kevin Hart and
Snatch?
Jack Black and the adventure movie.
Oh, Pretty Woman.
I work with fools, all of you.
The Hunt for Red October?
Based on the video game, Jumanji. He was in Jumanji. I think that was Jonas, right? That was Nick?
Yeah. He was the guy who had been stuck in Jumanji for
since
like
World
20
War
years
II.
Or something.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
No. The reboot.
Different one.
Anyway.
He's fine.
Who do they need to get to play Gene Simmons?
Dude, I don't know, but I didn't mind Nick Jonas when I went and saw Jumanji.
Will they be able to find someone with a tongue that long, or will they have to use prosthetics?
Prosthetic. They're going
to use prosthetics.
Or CGI, like a CGI tongue.
They're going to put a penis on his tongue.
Okay.
But I'm curious, Dave, that... Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Why you hate this idea so much?
Like, I don't know.
He hates Kiss.
I just don't like Kiss, and
But I mean...
Do you mean Knights and Satan
I mean, I
service?
Guess if it focuses on the 70s.
Yeah, how they became Kiss.
How they went from just being Jewish kids growing up in Brooklyn or wherever to becoming global sensation, how they figured out how to do the stupid makeup and
how to
stuff.
Dupe people. Yeah. Yeah. Look,
and,
it was a good.
And how they turned into sex addicts.
It was a good bit.
Why do you think that they were duping people, Gorby?
Because their music is not very good.
Kiss. Yeah, I think you are so wrong on that. Like, I don't know why someone can't hear some of those songs and go, that is an incredibly catchy song. That's
So here's the thing about Kiss. They do have some catchy songs, but, like, if you look at them through the lens of hindsight, you can see that they're pop songs. They're not heavy metal songs. And the outfits are a total gimmick, and that they are cheesy as hell. Yet they had people thinking that they were satanic, that they were evil.
I think they had
it was such a snow job.
But that's you having a problem with the fans.
Okay.
I don't think Kiss, I mean, they were always pretty straightforward in that, you know, Gene Simmons he doesn't drink and doesn't do drugs, and he's always said that, hey, we're just business guys.
Well, their bit was brilliant because without it, they were nothing. If they were just a band, they would not have sold one record.
Right.
That's the bottom line. It was the bit that I think drove me more crazy than anything, because there's probably 1,000 bands that were better than them that didn't get half as much attention. But because they did it, and they did it well, and they did it first, that's why they're successful. It's not the music.
Okay, there's a anniversary of a somewhat of a contemporary, I guess you could say, of Kiss, the Talking Heads. This today, June 5th.
This today.
This very day today, June 5th, is the 50th anniversary of the live debut of Talking Heads.
Their first record was a live album?
No, idiot.
What? I don't know much about them.
Their live debut. The first time they ever played live as a band.
Oh, golly, Dave.
Why are you such an idiot?
So... June 5th, 1975, they opened up for
ruined dinner.
They opened up for the Ramones at CBGB in New York City. And so to commemorate that, they have today released, on this very day today, Corny, they have released a first ever music video for their classic song Psycho Killer. They never had a video for that song.
Yeah, that song is based on Psycho Dave and Killer Kellison.
It's not true. So filmmaker Mike Mills directed the video, and Oscar-winning actress Saoirse Ronan stars in it. And in the press release, Talking Heads, they said, this video makes the song better. We love what the video is not. It's not literal, creepy, bloody, physically violent, or obvious. So it's just Saoirse Ronan just going crazy in her rudimentary day-to-day life. But she's a A-list actress these days.
Sure.
And, kind of a cool way to commemorate the history of the band, the 50th anniversary of their first show. Another anniversary today. Today is the 40th anniversary of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Greatness.
June 5th, 1985 was the day that he took off.
Did you see the Mia Sara?
Hold on.
Oh, jeez, he yelled at me again.
Look.
Wow.
I wish you guys could get along.
I know,
better.
It's terrible.
It's like he's looking at the stories that I have in the stack and just
honestly
trying to kick the legs out from under me.
It's like he's jealous that you do E-News.
Right. He wants to take it back.
Yeah, because
such a power
he wants
play.
To be the star.
Dang it, man.
Yeah, so Ferris and
all
his
my airtime.
Ferris and his friends played hooky on June 5th, 1985, and to celebrate this anniversary, Sotheby's in New York, the auction house, they are auctioning off the sweater vest worn by Matthew Broderick during the film. That kind of leopard printy cardigan.
So
cardigan vest thing.
So the movie was released on this day, and this was the actual day that they took off as well?
No, it wasn't released on this day, but this is the
actual day
in the story, the day that they skipped school.
Did you see what Mia Sara posted?
What did she post?
No, I'm just not
Corby allowed. Is Corby allowed to ask?
Well, I don't know what Mia Sara's story he's talking about. The Mia Sara story I have is that She made her red carpet debut for the first time in decades just the other day.
Yes.
So she is in The Life of Chuck, a adaptation of a Stephen King novella. Sorry. No, it's not about Cooperstein. She plays his index finger.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We lost Gordon.
What a grandpa call.
So Mia Sara, she was Sloane Peterson in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And
she became very, didn't she become very private?
Yes. Yeah. She hasn't done a whole lot. In fact, the last major movie she did, or I guess it wasn't even a major movie. It was in 2013. It was a short film called Pretty Pretty in 2013. I just said 2013 twice for some reason, but she plays Sarah Krantz, the grandmother of the protagonist, Charles Krantz, in The Life of Chuck. So Charles Krantz is played by Tom Hiddleston.
My last show tried valiantly to get Mia Sara on our show several times and always felt just
didn't work out.
Yeah, it's just,
it happens.
Just didn't have time. Didn't have time for middays.
I mean, you can't say the name of the last show.
It was called Bad Radio.
Whoa.
And it was
said that.
No,
Dump it.
Say it.
Mia Sara, by the way.
How old is she?
When she, I don't have her age here, but
57. Not that I'm counting.
But when she was on the red carpet, she is, you know, almost nearly entirely gray.
What's up with that? She wasn't gray in Ferris Bueller.
But she looks great.
She's aging, actually.
Yeah. I know Corby is against women aging.
What do you mean aging?
I don't understand.
But she looks great.
In aging. The movie.
All right, last thing before we...
Last week, she looked the same.
Why isn't she always 19?
Why doesn't she age in the DVD? I mean, time has passed since I last watched it.
She's aging.
Simple Corby just doesn't understand aging.
Inside of my disc cover.
Sometimes I open it and I check to see if she's still there.
Yep, she's wearing the same clothes.
Still 16.
So, lastly, before we get to breaking news on the rant, FX has released the full trailer, the first full trailer for Alien Earth, the prequel to Ridley Scott's Alien. Ridley Scott is the...
The original Alien?
Yeah. It's a prequel to the original Alien. Ridley Scott is a...
Movie or TV series?
Executive producer. It's FX. It's an 8-episode TV series.
He yelled at me again.
The showrunner is Noah Hawley of Fargo.
Yeah.
And so, Gordon, you'll enjoy this because it says that it's set in the year 2120, and the Earth is governed by 5 corporations.
That's like the best Van Halen record, too.
2120?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're thinking of Rush.
And it says that in this era, there are cyborgs, humans with biological and artificial parts. There are synthetics, which are humanoid robots with AI. And there's humans, but then there are also hybrids that were just invented. These are humanoid robots infused with human consciousness. And there is a spacecraft that crashes on Earth, and on it there are 5 alien species, including the xenomorphs, that were gathered from the far corners of the galaxy by this expedition. And
did they try to put them in school and stuff?
Yeah, they tried to enroll them in kindergarten. No, here's a little
great idea.
Here's a little clip from the trailer.
Invasive species. Predatory.
It's Simple Corby.
Aliens. We don't lock them down.
From the Earth?
It will be too late.
Ugh. God, I'm so in.
Yeah, so there's jump scares.
I love it all. Okay.
Jump scares everywhere.
Did you guys see the last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, giving birth to the ultimate alien? Gordon, have you seen this?
No. Oh, no. I didn't see that one.
Okay.
I need to see that
one. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The scene that where I was like, my God. Well, the mother that gave birth is Dina from Last of Us.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, Alien Earth... It will debut August 12th, and they're hoping it's at least 2 seasons, but 1 season so far.
Hell yes.
All right, rant next.
The ticket.
Oh, yeah. At 5:20. It's the Rant Revival.
The Rant. The Bohemian Rant.
Chug, 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 chug.
And that stars the three horsemen of your Saturday mornings. Gen X Davy Lane, Corby the Snake Davidson, and of course, the one and the only, did not hit the post.
Yeah, you did.
Close enough.
I could do better. Let me try it again. Start over.
All right.
No.
It is the Rant Revival, and today at about 2:15-ish or so, I would say.
Buzzer.
Etsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you, Etsy's.
Thank you, Etsy's.
About 2:15 or so, things took a turn on the internet, specifically on Twitter.
/ X.
As what seemed to be a low-level slap fight between Elon Musk and Donald Trump took a wild-ass turn. And I don't even know where you guys want to start.
Well, have you seen...
I just want to start with the sound in my head.
Have you kept up with all of this today, Gordon?
No.
Okay.
Haven't heard about it.
All right. So I guess I should start from the beginning because I have kind of a timeline.
Which is odd, though, because when this happened, all I could hear was Gordon's voice in my head saying, It's happening.
Yeah, so... The big, beautiful bill. This is what it all started with. And Elon, who has left D.C. and has been critical of the Trump White House as he has left D.C., he yesterday said that it's an abomination of a bill, that it's filled with pork and it's bad for the American people. And so Trump... He was asked about Elon when he was meeting with the new chancellor of Germany. And he said, look, Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we will anymore. This is earlier today. And then so Elon replies on X and he posted a video of Trump saying that Elon knew the inner workings of the bill better than anybody sitting here. And in his quote tweet, Elon said, false. This bill was never shown to me even once and was passed in the dead of night so fast that almost no one in Congress could even read it. And then he said he accused Trump of being ungrateful, saying without me, he would have lost the election.
That's the way to start the war.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right. And so then Trump goes on Truth Social and he says that Elon was wearing thin and was asked to leave, and he says, I took away his EV mandate that forced everyone to buy electric cars that nobody else wanted, and he just went crazy. So they're fighting over the bill still.
Is that when they had the cars on the lawn of the White House?
Yeah, when they turned the Rose Garden into a Tesla showroom.
Yeah. That was like a month and a half ago.
Right.
So then
Ted Cruz is tweeting as he's standing over a Tesla.
So then that's when, as Corby said, around 2:15 Central Time, Elon goes nuclear and he says, time to drop the really big bomb. And he tags him at real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they've not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT.
God. Again, because when I got here to work, I didn't know that had transpired, but I was very aware of what had happened, you know, with the back and forth from earlier today and just kind of how funny it was that these two that were joined at the hip a couple of months earlier are going at it. And it seemed to me that as, you know, I'm driving up here and I'm listening to the Sweet Spot, that's all it would be. It was just like a little pillow fight between a couple of billionaires saying, I'm right. No, I'm right. I'm right. And out of nowhere, he goes for the Epstein bomb.
Yeah. So then the stuff that has fallen out since then, I don't know what the current stock price of Tesla is, but it was as of maybe 30 minutes ago, down 16%. It's at the worst it's been since the beginning of the pandemic. And Trump threatened to cut billions of dollars in federal contracts to Elon's companies. He said the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. I was surprised that Biden didn't do it. So then Kanye enters the chat.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my Lord.
And Kanye says on Twitter, bros, please no. And he says,
We're all Nazis together.
We love you both so much.
Bros.
Then Steve Bannon enters the chat.
Oh, perfect.
And he says that they need to cancel all of Musk's contracts and launch investigations, that we should initiate a formal investigation of his immigration status because I'm in the strong belief he's an illegal alien and should be deported from the country immediately. And they also should investigate his drug use, which was reported by the New York Times at the end of last week, that he's done so much ketamine he has to go pee-pee all the time. And that
same
his security clearance should be suspended. And so then Trump says that he wants to decommission the spacecraft that Elon SpaceX has been working with NASA on. And so then Elon says Trump should be impeached and J.D. Vance should replace him. And then Elon said SpaceX will begin decommissioning the Dragon spacecraft immediately. And without Dragon, NASA would find itself in a bind because it wouldn't have any other alternatives to carry astronauts, food, or supplies to the International Space Station.
Mm.
So that's where we stand right now.
Other than that, though, Mrs.
You are caught up. But yes, no, it started with fighting over horrible. The bill, and then it went to the nuclear level with the introduction of the Epstein file.
Well, and also, 5 minutes after he posted time to drop the real big bomb, Donald Trump is in the Epstein files, he said, mark this post for the future, the truth will come out. And I think a lot of people that are, you know, behind Trump are saying, well, yeah, like a lot of people are on the flight list or whatever, but they're not on the, they don't know anything about the island or anything like that. Like that now is the defense for what Elon is saying.
Right. That he traveled on Epstein's plane, but never to Pedo Island.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that can entirely be true. Epstein cultivated all these relationships with high profile people.
Sure.
So, and not all of them were involved in the stuff that he was involved with.
No, but.
So just saying that someone is in the Epstein files.
Right. But I mean, he wouldn't.
That doesn't tell you what it says in the Epstein files.
No, it doesn't. And maybe he knows something that we don't know, but he's not dropping that. Just saying that there was some relationship between Trump and Epstein, blah, blah, blah. He is fully making the accusation. Mm-hmm. He was on the island. So let's just get this out of the way right now. And, the truth will come out.
Wow.
I know. So, how could you go from side by side? You got your little kid in the White House and you're wearing your baseball hat and your leather jacket.
Yeah, and campaigning together.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
All the way
sure.
up to the election.
Team Doge.
To now saying that you're involved in one of the biggest scandals that this country has ever seen.
Yeah. And so now you have people like Kanye having to pick sides.
Yeah. What's he going to do?
Yeah. I hate to be unbelievable. I hate to see Kanye stuck in the middle like
you
this.
Wonder,
what's Joe Rogan supposed to do?
You wonder the economic impact that this could have, because it's already tanking Tesla stock and no doubt other Elon associated stocks. And if they're going to cancel all of these contracts, yes, it's retaliatory, but then how do you replace what those contracts were contracted to do?
Okay, well, here, the big rub is that who has control of Trump and him going nuclear now on Musk? Like, there's someone saying, oh, okay, look, let's just all take a step back now. Let's wait this out, or at least formulate a plan before you go nuclear on your own site. Because you know that's what he wants to do. If he would have been able to say something about Rosie O'Donnell on social media in 2005, the back and forth nature of that, he would have done it 1,000 times. You know he wants to go on there and just go nuts.
Can you imagine how angry he is right now?
Oh, my God, dude. No. Or yes.
Gordon?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, this was the very fear when they first started palling around. We all knew they would have a falling out, and we all knew that it would be very bad. They're both very reactionary eighth graders. And to have the world's two most powerful men at each other's throats and willing to destroy the whole world as long as it destroys the other one, it's not good.
No.
You know, this kind of stuff scares me.
Oh, yeah. It's odd. It's comedic from just looking at it surface level, but it is pretty dodgy. And, you know, Musk retweeted.
Or dodgy.
Indeed.
If you will.
Musk retweeted that video an hour ago of Trump and Epstein arm in arm with all those young girls, you know,
biting
at a party.
His lip,
yes, yes. And Elon posted that little emoji with the eyebrow raised way. Like, he's going all in, dude. He is going all in.
I mean, and as the richest man in the world, he has to feel like he's untouchable. And
they can't really suspend his Twitter account.
Right. Yeah, he bought the company, so he can't be silenced. But you've got to think that Trump and his administration are trying to think of how they can neuter Elon.
You can't. You literally, when you're messing with a guy that has all the money in the world, you really, in the end, can't do anything.
It is an interesting.
They can make his life hell.
They can, and it's an interesting conundrum. Like, who truly has more power? The guy with more money or the guy with the full power of the government behind him? You would think the guy with the government behind him, but.
I don't know.
It's a toss-up.
But Trump's not just a guy with the government behind him. He's a guy with the government and, you know, half of the nation that is rabid for the guy. I don't know if it's full half, but he has a sizable portion that he has tremendous hypnotizing power over. I mean, they love him. And there is a percentage of people who they don't care what's in the Epstein files about Trump.
So what do you think that
he is destroying the libs?
Gordon, what do you think the ultimate end game is, that Elon is forced out of the country?
No way.
I think that's what they will
try to do.
That's what they'll do.
Freeze his assets
now,
somehow.
The crazy thing is, there's also a very real possibility that those guys make peace and next week, and then they just act like it never happened. And there's a lot of people in the world who will act like it never happened either, you know? We've seen it before with Trump. He can say a person's the greatest person ever one week, and then the next week they're the most incompetent people ever, and no one should ever have hired them for a job.
Yeah, but does it ever go
to Trump?
Does it ever go back? Does anyone ever fall out of the graces of Trump and then get welcomed back?
I've never.
Yeah, it seems like it's happened before in that he'll talk really horrible about someone.
Ted Cruz.
And then, Ted Cruz.
See,
yeah.
But I think he still
things like that.
Clowns on Ted Cruz. There's no doubt
he does.
Well, I think publicly he doesn't, privately he does, and that Ted Cruz just has to take it. You know that's how it goes down. But, you know that.
Yes, that's more of a subservient.
But yeah, there is such a level of bootlicking on Ted Cruz's part because he needs Trump.
Of course.
Elon doesn't need Trump.
No, he doesn't at all.
Unless it comes down to you're being deported.
Right.
How do you deport the richest man in the world?
Do you think this is fighting words? Elon Musk tells Laura Loomer that Republicans should side with him because Trump will die first.
Gosh.
That is asking for the Secret Service to be knocking at your door.
Well, he's just playing the odds.
I know he's playing the odds, but that you can spin that as a threat.
I don't think as a declarative statement you can get out over your skis on that one, can you?
This is, golly.
And it's look, I don't think that the cow's going back in the barn.
Do you think these
from the
two
Elon
guys
side, even if this bill, this big beautiful bill or whatever, doesn't get passed, you can't take this back. There are no take backs.
Do you think these guys, either one of them, are used to like giving in and backing down?
Oh my God.
Perhaps having a moment of contrition?
Mm. Oh my God.
I thought ketamine was supposed to make you like all full of love and peace and harmony.
Not today.
That's ecstasy.
Maybe he's out.
That's what Billy Ocean promised us when he said
ketamine that. Queen.
Yeah. Well, it is, it's delicious and horrifying all at the same time. All right, Gordon, thank you very much. Tonight, Twitch, give the, the link thing.
It's twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
All right. An hour and a half away from that right after we get off the air. Love you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you, boys.
Bye. Right, there he goes.
Bye, Gordon.